Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we head to the close of the show, let's look at markets with Viv Govender from Rand Swiss. Viv, always appreciate the time and the insight. We need to start with conflict in the Middle East, Israel, Iran, and Brent oil, which is up at, what, 70, a little under 77, as we are chatting, West Texas Intermediate, a little over 75. The conflict is, I mean, I don't know, I can't get a sense of whether it's going to last long or not. The oil price is a little worried, but it could get a lot worse.
It could. And I think what's happening here is that the last, say, 2 years or so has been pretty much a one-way traffic in terms of victories for Israel and, you know, in extension, the U.S. as well, with, you know, defeat of Hezbollah and the, you know, was defeated in Syria as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, now the idea is that the power advantage is so great in Israel's favor that if they take out Iran right now, it could be like a once in a, you know, lifetime opportunity to do so. The problem is that, you know, Iran is significantly larger than the other, you know, tools it has been defeated. Yeah. They have the ability to strike back, as we've seen with regards to what's happened in, the Iron Dome being breached a few times. Mm-hmm. And also, I think that you must understand is that I don't think Iran is likely to be as, you know, defenseless as Syria is, et cetera. And there are probably weapon systems that are, you know, probably taboo. Mm-hmm. I'm obviously not thinking nuclear, but probably even biological or chemical weapon systems that could, you know, really, you know, tilt the thing if they see themselves as having an existential threat. And that's the problem, I think, that the problem with these kind of things is that who would have thought that an Archduke going to get a snack getting assassinated would cause World War One? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The world is like this. When you have these really weird things happening, this is the kind of stuff that can happen. A mass weapons of mass destruction attack against Israel. What's the response going to be like? What's the impact going to be in places like India and China because of the Straits of Hormuz? What's going to be the impact in terms of what China is able to do in the rest of the world? Because they say, look at what the U.S. has done to Iran. I mean, Azerbaijan or some other country out there. Mm-hmm. Don't you want to be part of China's umbrella? That kind of stuff. That's the kind of issues that we see whenever we have these kind of weird domino situations occurring.
And of course, the Brent oil. I mean, Iran is not an insignificant player. They're at about, what, 3.5 million barrels per day. But the bigger point is that Strait of Hormuz, which you mentioned, which, I mean, Iraqi oil flows through there, a lot of Saudi Arabian. I mean, it's around a quarter or a third of global oil. There is a space here where, I mean, Iran could almost just target the straits, perhaps, rather than anything else. And that would send oil, I mean, who knows where, but all sorts of issues. In an economy, a global economy, where we've had GDP expectations slow down and inflation sticky.
Yeah, more importantly, I think it also would affect China and India much more directly than it would affect the US and Europe. And in which case, you would have China basically coming into play in this thing in a way that, you know, it obviously has been really hands-off on. But what would China want to do in this situation? Would you want to go and, you know, take out Iran because they're attacking the Straits of Hormuz? Or you'd want to basically support Iran and basically step in and say, you know, we are putting Iran under our nuclear umbrella or something, in which case you could have, which is how these things usually become problematic, is when you have two small proxies fighting and bringing the bigger, you know, brothers into play. And you could find they do bring China into play because, I mean, for China, closing the Strait of Hormuz is existential. It's not, oil price goes up. If you look at the percentage of Chinese energy that comes via this place, yes, they may have stockpiled a little bit, et cetera. But if they do have that occur, it will be, you know, basically existential to Chinese, the Chinese economy in a way it's really not to the U.S. or Europe.
Yeah, it is where they get the energy supply from. Staying in essence with offshore, Trump's 90-day tariff extension, which so the Liberation Day was 2nd April. The extension was 7th of April. I don't know if the 90 days is from the 2nd or from when he extended, on the 9th of April. But either way, we're starting to knock on that door of the extension. And all we've got is a bit of a deal with the UK, a bit of a deal with China, and nothing else anywhere else. I mean, unless he's going to pull 100 rabbits out of the hat in the next 2 weeks, I don't know how this plays out. I mean, does he just kick the can down the road again?
Well, honestly, I think that the taco trade is what's in play here, which is that Trump always chickens out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Trump wants to go off and really push China's buttons in this kind of way, as well as Europe's as well. I mean, I think we've seen already that a lot of his political capital has diminished. There was this No Kings protest that dwarfed his military parade. Yeah. And I think also there's a commonly said argument in kind of politics that the first 100 days of the presidents, after that, he basically is just reacting to whatever's happening in the world. And I think there's no clearer demonstration of that than what's happening right now. I think if you had to look at Trump's agenda, you'd find that he wasn't really planning on what the real big issues in the world right now are, like Iran, etc., a few months ago. And I think he's probably going to have to take other things into consideration beyond just the trade stuff. If he doesn't, I think it would really, cause even more chaos globally, because then you'd have the U.S. and Israel. And Israel obviously has its own, agenda, but the U.S. suddenly being isolated in ways it wasn't before from Europe, and possibly even triggering the Chinese to step in ways that they weren't willing to step in before. And who knows exactly how that's going to play out in this kind of conflict.
Okay, hopefully that helped.
Cool, just wanted to go. With all of that, I mean, that actually makes some sense. And I think Trump had hoped to have his issues focused elsewhere. U.S. markets, however, are, just off all-time highs. And the Magnificent Seven, or however many we want to count it. But yeah, NVIDIA's back above, almost $145. ASML's been running. Markets seem to really think that the chicken out trade is what's going to happen here. They're not expecting escalation happening.
I think that is correct. In addition to that, I mean, the Magnificent Seven is built on AI, and the AI train keeps on going unbelievably fast. I mean, the funniest thing was a few weeks ago, we had a paper from Apple saying these models couldn't reason. And one of the examples they use there, literally like a couple of weeks later, OpenAI releases a model, the next version of O3 Pro, basically, that effectively to solve this problem that the Apple paper basically had put down as something that could not be solved by AI. You know what I mean? So this is an example of how fast these things are going. And I think that is obviously, kind of invigorating markets, giving them a bit of a positivity. The one thing that's really interesting is what's happening in Europe as well. Europe is really taking off this year much better than, other parts of the world. And I think that, especially the U.S., and I think some of the parts that are happening in Europe right now, I don't know whether or not it's a bit of a false dawn, but the European Union has really, really lagged behind what's the U.S. has done over the last decade plus. Mm. And if you could see the U.S., Europe suddenly, reducing some of that imbalance, you could see such a massive rebound in that market that it could be quite interesting.
Yeah, it was the Tower of Hano, which the Apple document said they can't solve. And then the artificial intelligence came out with updates and said problem solved. We'll leave it there. Viv Govender, Rand Swiss, always appreciate the time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.